I got involved with Iditarod in 1992 when I was out in Nome, Alaska, and I saw Martin Boozer win his very first of four championship races. That started it, and I decided then that if I ever got a chance to be an Iditarider, it was going to be with him. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because, being a 51-year Alaskan, and basically being part of the race from the beginning almost, I love it to death. It's kind of a quasi-addiction, but I do take a big part in all the activities related to it, and just love coming down to see the mushers and get the race off to the right start. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was in 2005, and I was scheduled to be Martin's Iditarider, and 2 days before the race, he buzzsawed his finger, and everyone was freaking out and calling me and wanting to know if I knew about it, and I said, no, what? No. So they told me, and I thought, oh my gosh, here we go, he's not going to be able to do the race. And lo and behold, the Iditarider luncheon, he came in after his doctor appointment, and I said, oh my God, you look amazing. And he said, you know what, Mary? I said, I can't believe you're going to do this race. And he said, you know what? You don't work hard all year long and not show up for payday. And I've always remembered him saying that. So I got to ride as his Iditarider with a Velcro harness up on his shoulder, and it was an amazing time. What I know for sure in life is that I live in the most beautiful, spectacular place there is. I mean, as all states and countries have shortcomings, Alaska has a few, a minimum number, but I have, you know, spent more than half my life here, and there's no place as special as this state.